couple of years ago, the state of Georgia decided to take action against illegal immigrants, or at least the children of illegal immigrants, by not allowing them to go to the University of Georgia, or Georgia Tech, or Georgia State University, or the Medical College of Georgia, or the Georgia College and State University. Illegal immigrants can go to other state colleges or universities as long as they pay out-of-state tuition. I guess the thinking here was they did not want the citizens of Georgia to pay for the education of people who were in this country illegally. Well, some of the people who were teaching some of these kids didn't like that idea, and so they decided to start up their own school called Freedom University, which would cater not just to these particular students, but to everyone, but they wouldn't demand that you had to have the documentation proving you were an American citizen or you were here legally. The school is called Freedom University of Georgia, and Pam Vogel is one of the professors there who helped start it. And welcome now to America Weekend, Pam.
Thanks, Paul. We're so glad that you invited us. We're really appreciative. Thank you.
You are a history professor at the University of Georgia, correct?
Yes, sir. I certainly am. I teach Latin American and U.S. history at the University of Georgia.
Does the state mind that you are an employee of the state at that university but are also working in this other institution?
Well, one of the things is that Freedom University meets on the weekends, and it's a little bit, you could think of it a little bit like Sunday school, and you really can't say to an employee, you can't teach Sunday school or you can't teach something that you'd like to teach on the weekend. So in that sense, the state has not said to us that we cannot do Freedom University. I don't think that the Board of Regents is particularly happy with us. I don't think a lot of the legislature is happy about this. But certainly everybody understands that we are well within our rights to teach on the weekend if we so choose. And five or six of us have chosen to do that. And every day we get hundreds of people that are, well, hundreds, no, you know, requests for people all over the country to teach. So it's really been something that has caught on.
So if it only meets on the weekends, is it a college course? Is it can kids go there and get college credit?
We have about 35 students enrolled right now in one of our classes. Last year we taught one class, four of us collaborated on one class, and this year four of us each taught a separate class over the course of the year. And students come despite the fact that they can't get college credit. It's a rigorous college-level class. We write papers, have tests, spend a lot of time on student writing, as you can imagine, like everywhere. But it is not a class for credits, which I think is a real tribute to the hard work and desire of these students to be in college.
So these are kids who really want an education. Tell me some of their stories.
Right. We get students who have, as you said, been banned from the top five research universities in Georgia, but are also effectively banned from all of the colleges and universities in Georgia because they've been asked to pay out-of-state tuition, despite the fact that many of them have been in this country since they were 2 years old. We have students, for example, who came when they were five or six, excelled in primary school, excelled in junior high, were on athletic teams and part of student government. One young man was the president of his student body, got excellent grades, and then come up against, wow, everybody's on their way to college, and I'm looking at, you know, getting up on the roof and working with my dad, and I have no way to go, because as you know, the DREAM Act, they're trying to pass the DREAM Act, and basically what that demand is that these undocumented students have access to loans and grants, like Pell Grants, just like other students, and our students don't have access to that. So they can't get any kind of financial aid, plus they're banned and they're asked to pay out-of-state tuition. So we have a lot of stories of people who were absolutely, you know, in the top 5-10% in their class, completely eligible, would light up a classroom anywhere in America, who we would love to have at the University of Georgia. We say it over and over. My gosh, I wish, you know, I wish Kaish Kim was in my Mexican history class up at UGA.
You mentioned the DREAM Act, which has not passed federally yet, but there are about a dozen states that are allowing illegal immigrant children to attend state universities. Georgia, obviously, is not one of those. Is there talk in the legislature of a DREAM Act?
In the Georgia legislature, no. What we see in the Georgia legislature is a lot of additional sort of attacks on the immigrant community in Georgia. So there's not a proposal for a state DREAM Act like there has been successfully passed in California, for example. California, I think, was rather astute and said their chancellor in particular was just couldn't believe that these students couldn't get the financial aid they needed and realized that was going to make colleges in California less competitive. And so they pushed, the university system pushed there for a California Dream Act, which allows the state to give some financial aid to those students. And so a place like Berkeley, which is interested in being at the absolute cutting edge competitively and is one of the top-ranked public universities in the world, has really been a force on this. And it's kind of sad to see the contrast between UC Berkeley and what's going on in Georgia.
Is Freedom University in Georgia one of a kind, or are there others in other states?
They're one of a kind. And I think we're a response to just how benighted the state has been. Alabama and South Carolina are also places where they've banned undocumented students from higher education. So Alabama, South Carolina, and Georgia. And we're hoping maybe Alabama or Freedom U, South Carolina.
How much does it cost?
Freedom University is completely free. And in fact, we request donations on our website, which is www.freedomuniversitygeorgia.org. And donations, especially for books, have poured in from all over the country. And so we're able to offer students their textbooks and all other expenses, including we have a very elaborate ride system because Georgia's a rural state and people are coming all over from the north, all over the northern part of the state to class, and they need to get here, and of course they don't have driver's license, so that's been a big issue. So it's completely free. We charge no tuition, no fees, and we also offer the books and the rides.
And where is it? Is it in Athens where the university is?
Yes, sir, it is. It is in Athens, Georgia. We hold it off campus in a secret location because we have had some, you know, people sort of that aren't excited about this, and we want to keep the kids safe, the students safe. And so it's in a secret location off campus in Athens, Georgia.
Tell me about that. Have you had threats?
When we first got started, we had some people who, yes, were very threatening over email and on the phone. And we felt like we didn't really have the capacity to deal with the kind of violence that we felt like these people might be capable of unleashing. And so we simply said we're going to make sure that the location of our class is not public.
How's that going to work if you continue to grow?
That's a very interesting question. Very interesting question. And part of what we thought about is you know, that we need to be out more publicly and have more people know about us, because obviously on the one hand, we're a private alternative for these students. On the other hand, we're an activist project to get them to overthrow the ban. And so our students have organized. They've had rallies up at the University of Georgia that are very public, completely organized by the students, where, you know, five or six of these students spoke. And then marched into the admissions office and asked politely for a hearing, and were told again by the admissions officer that they simply could not fill out an application. And this was crushing. It was crushing to see, you know, such a visceral reminder that here's a young person that's beyond qualified for the University of Georgia, a candidate that we would be lucky to have, somebody who's going to probably end up at someplace like Dartmouth on a full ride, and that kind of brain drain from the state is hurting Georgia. And there they are in the admissions office, and somebody is simply saying to them.
So you have about 36 students enrolled now. How many people are applying for positions at Freedom University as students?
We've been able to take all of the applicants, and we're open to people regardless of their immigration status or their ability to pay. And so overwhelmingly, our students are undocumented, but we also have students who are fully documented, American citizens, who are there to go to college with the sort of debt crisis on campuses and the rising tuition rates and the sort of larger enclosure of the educational commons that's gone on nationally but is particularly going on in Georgia with cuts to popular scholarship programs and things. I'm not sure I answered your question, though.
Well, you kind of did, and I take my hat off to you and to anybody else who's trying to educate kids and have them working forward to become part of America and part of a growing and more educated America. We certainly need more of that in every quarter of this country. And I appreciate your time today, Pam. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you so much, Paul, for having us. We appreciate it. You have a great day.
Paul Harris.
America. Weekend.